see if we can make some peace, make some love, make some changes to our reality. We think this way in an optimistic way every Christmas through the Christmas season. I think it's heightened this week by the fact that it is Christmas, middle of the week. A lot of people are off today and through the course of the week. Wish you well. Drive carefully. Kind of a mixed bag of weather around the country. Very foggy and heavy where I am here this morning. Temperatures in the 40s. Roberta Fasanelli is in New York City. What's the weather there, Roberta, for
kind of drizzling
today?
It's like 60 degrees and drizzling.
Mm-hmm.
Balmy.
You know, we're supposed to get heavy rain later today.
Right. There'll be flooding, the usual stuff that happens when the snow melts and plugs up all of the drains. Who is in this park? And brings all of the things that have been flying around all fall, the leaves and the twigs and the things that come off of the trees, plugs everything up. Oy. I was on my way to New Hampshire on Saturday afternoon, and I was going up to pick up a piece of farm equipment, and a stick in the road got up into my engine compartment and jammed into the alternator and burned it out. Can you imagine? I lost all electricity in the truck, and I was going to a fellow's house to pick up something. And this guy was a really good mechanic, so between the two of us, we went down to the local auto parts store, bought a new alternator, top of the truck, the engine off.
Show that twig.
And we fixed it, yeah. But the
wow.
piece, think about it. With all of the contraptions that there are in the engine compartment, anybody who's ever opened up the hood and looked into the engine compartment, all the things that are down there, the fact that a twig would get up in there and get into because the alternator is open. It's like an electric motor, and so there are wirings and things that you can get into trouble with. But it was just one of those fluke things. But the thing I was most thankful for was that this guy had all the tools in his garage, and he said, let's fix it right now. Because I would have had to have one of my guys come up in a trailer truck. I would have sat there for 2.5 hours waiting for them to come up and haul me back, when in fact we fixed it in about 45 minutes. And it was really one of those blessings. This is what I mean when you think about how your day starts or what has happened to you. I realize when things like that happen to me, how guarded or guided or protected or whatever the word is that you want to use. And there is a star that is over most of us. And the more I have been giving thanks lately for the things that have happened to me that have been good, the more good things have been happening. And maybe that's part of the thinking, the process that you can start developing this time of year. Think today, as you wake up, about all the things that are around you that you are thankful for. For example, you can be thankful you're not Phil Robertson, right?
And you know what? I think he's probably doing just fine. He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you may be right about
sure
that.
I'm sure he's thankful to be himself.
Yeah. All right.
God, is that you?
That was my alarm going off.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
time to get
like,
up.
Christmas bells. Christmas bells.
I used to have a really annoying alarm, but this one is kind of like ding, 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 ding.
So the latest in the Duck Dynasty news coming in the next half hour, Roberta is going to do the Queen of Sheba in this half hour, and then Jennifer will do the update on television news. So what do we have from the Queen of Sheba in a few minutes here, Robertsky?
Oh, what do we have from the Queen of Sheba? We have deals from Staples, some really good ones if you need paper. We have deals from Hulu Plus. We tell you how to follow Santa Claus, and lots of deals for last-minute shoppers.
There are a lot of people who are granted wishes, and this time of year it seems that more and more of them become more pronounced. So the good news today, even though it's sort of a mixed bag when you think about it, all these carolers, there were thousands of carolers who gathered outside the home of a Pennsylvania girl over the weekend. She's terminally ill. Thousands.
They probably did like a flash mob caroling maybe for her, right?
Well, her name is Delaney Walker in West Reading, Pennsylvania. She has acute myeloid leukemia, and she's been fighting it all year. She was first diagnosed, I think, in May. It's rare in children. Her family says that she has just a few days to live, in fact, maybe a week or so. So the family and other people who have been watching her spent the last few weeks trying to grant as many of her wishes as possible. So her 8th birthday was on Friday. She video chatted with Taylor Swift, who is from a nearby Pennsylvania community. And then on Saturday, the streets around the home were full of thousands of people who sang Christmas songs like Jingle Bells and Silent Night, Joy to the World, that sort of thing. There were people who came from far and wide for this sort of impromptu concert at this girl's home. This is what she wanted.
Wow.
When you think about these sorts of things and the fact they do happen a lot, this time of year, it's a good focus. I think this is the kind of news we should be talking about. So the story is profiled and overviewed at DougStephan.com if you'd like a little more of that. Also at DougStephan.com today, from Roberta's backyard, actually literally from your house, you can see the top of the Empire State Building.
Yes, I can.
And apparently over the weekend, the Empire State Building had its first light show. Did you see it?
Yes, the holiday light show. It started Friday night, and they're doing it every night through Christmas Eve. And from now through December 23rd, through tonight, you can vote on which one you liked best. They do a different one every night.
Yeah. And
so
you can,
we were out there, and it's simulcast on a local radio station. So we've been out there with our, you know, our cell phones with our radio on.
I have a question. How can you simulcast a... Oh, you mean the music is on the radio?
The music, yeah, is simulcast.
I was like, how can you do a light show on the radio? I mean, we're good.
And then they do
we're
a light show. It's just, yeah, it's amazing. It's really something to see.
Very exciting.
You can actually see it, right? We have the video, don't we?
Well, we do. There's actually all of this is profiled at DougStephan.com in the What's New department. Yes, the video is there. And you can check out not only them, but I think you can vote online as well. Can't you, Kenny? Do we have a way of when you click on to the link at DougStephan.com, can you also vote on the videos, or is it just for New Yorkers that are actually seeing it?
I think you can click through to vote. The easiest way is to probably just go to the look up the Empire State Building on YouTube. They have their own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So you can find them there and see all of the videos.
All right. Check those videos out and the stories as well at DougStephan.com. Trying to find as many great stories as we can around this time of year. Merry Christmas, everybody, whether it's politically correct. I have in the next half hour.
I am so sick of happy holidays.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I am totally sick of it.
It just is so stupid, and I don't give a... I almost said the word that I was supposed to say. You know what? If you're offended by it, stuff it. That's right. This is not, it's not about you. But we find ourselves hesitating. I was on the phone with somebody yesterday, and this is a guy I do business with. And I don't know whether he's Jewish or he's not Jewish, but I said Merry Christmas to him. But why in the world are we even, it's sort of like we're hesitating, like we have to apologize. We have been so corrupted by this crap. Ah. So, ah. Yeah. It really is.
Ah!
Ah! Merry Christmas.
I mean, when you say, you know, when you say Merry Christmas, you're not saying, you know, you have to believe in Jesus. You're not saying any of that. You're just saying, hey, you know, it's
you know, every
Merry
year,
Christmas.
Roberta,
I mean, big deal.
The stupidity of these people that react and overreact to the things that are put on public, people say, well, you're so insensitive. No, I'm just tired of it. Get a life. Get lost. Go away. If you don't like it, don't look at it. Or don't go there. It's, well, I have my rights. Yeah. You have your rights. And I have my right to... You too.
You know, this whole thing, I don't know how it got started and how these things get corrupted by different groups with different agendas, but Happy Holidays as a greeting used to be something nice and predates saying Merry Christmas by hundreds of years.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow it suddenly became
a weapon. Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a weapon in the tool shed of the politically correct. You're right, Kenny. Here we go. An order for Provia today will get your hair growing better as soon as you get it. I'm not 100% sure that if you call 800-525-8319 that you will get. I think if you mention Doug Stephan, you get free express delivery, and it may be here in time for Christmas. Other than that, it still is a wonderful tool for you to use if you have hair that's going bye-bye. The reason the hair goes bye-bye, oftentimes people will tell you, well, it's male pattern baldness. You have to have an operation to move the hair from here to here. Most of the time, that is not correct. It's good sales. It's wonderful sales weaponry, but it really isn't true. What happens is you've used cheap shampoos that you bought at the 99 store, and those creams, if it's a clouded or almost white liquid, you will find that plugs up the pores like cement. And so the hair follicles can't come through there. It can't grow, and your hair goes away because your hair is just like the rest of the cellular structure of your body. gets replaced. You know that the cells on your skin go, they're replaced every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks you have new skin. Even though it looks like the old skin, it is the new cellular structure. So under the circumstances, your hair falls out and new hair grows in. But if you plug up all the pores using cheap shampoo, the hair's not going to grow. So cleanse your scalp with Provia and watch the new hair grow in there. Provia contains an all-natural ingredient that shows not only the ability to cleanse your pores, but to strengthen the follicles so your hair is stronger, fuller, more vibrant. Good for men, good for women, good for you. Provia works or your money back. Call this number, 800-525-8319, and order Provia right now. It could be the best gift you've given to yourself, you know, about self-gifting and that sort of thing. It's also a way to sort of encourage other people to get their hair back as well. You'll be a hero. You'll be thanked. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Ask about free express shipping before Christmas. It is a great deal. Provia for wonderful hair that's yours. 800-525-8319.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, on the 12th day of Christmas, what is my true love given to me? Roberta's
got... Well, if you haven't bought any gifts for your true love yet, or you're looking for some last-minute stocking stuffers and stuff you don't have to worry about getting there on time, Discount Mag's having a huge sale on magazine subscriptions. Stuff like, let's see, Weight Watchers magazine, $4.99 for a year.
Which we're all going to need next month.
There's something to give somebody, right? Give them a subscription to Weight Watchers magazine. Prevention, $4.50 a year, normally $6.95. They've got tons more, so you can check it out if you want to give somebody a magazine subscription. Staples, do you need copy paper? I needed some the other day. I reuse the stuff. I'm like you, Doug. I use the backs of stuff.
Yeah.
And but my daughter needed to do something for school to print out a term paper, and all I had was the old newspaper, which got really bad. So Staples, you can get a free ream of multi-purpose paper if you have Staples Rewards. It's their rewards program. You can join absolutely free. And we have the coupon for you at DougStefan.com. Plus, they have buy one case of multi-purpose paper, get one free. And again, the coupon's at DougStefan.com. You have to scroll down till you see the coupon, people. Some people just go to that one page and go, well, I didn't see it there. No, you have to scroll down and look for it. It is there.
Roberta's wrong.
Hulu Plus, just in time for out of school, you get 1 month free from Hulu Plus. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com to get that. Keep the kids occupied while they're out of school. And if you want to track Santa, NORAD, we have the NORAD Santa Tracker.
Yeah,
and
you're
still
doing
that. Games on it, listen to music, you can read in the library there, count down till Christmas. And we all have that for you at DougStefan.com. So keep tabs on Santa.
Had a great Christmas story as well. The headlines from the program overview some of the great Christmas stories and helpful tips at DougStefan.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
the partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Why not have the turkey?
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
up with this, by the way.
I can't stand this one.
You don't like this?
And you know, when you're at a caroling party,
yeah,
the guy that wants to do the partridge in the pear tree thinks he's got a really good voice because he sings the most.
You're the one who does five golden rings.
So I'm going to then. All right, we don't want to annoy Evan. Let's. This is Burl Ives and his version of 12 Days of Christmas.
And I love Burl Ives, so
right.
No.
So here I'm going to do my own version of the 12 Days of Christmas. This is for all of my friends who are farmers and all of the people who are looking around for local food for Christmas Day. All right, so I'm not going to sing the whole thing. I'm going to just do the 12th day, all right, Jennifer? Because I don't want you to get all worked up about it. Mm-hmm. This is the last verse, if you will, of my own version of the 12 days of Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, my farmer brought to me 12 pounds of turkey, 11 pints of oysters, 10 winter veggies, 9 cups of eggnog, 8 skeins of yarn, 7 poinsettias, 6 blocks of cheese, 5 festive wreaths, 4 jars of honey, 3 types of wine, 2 maple candies, and a farm fresh Christmas tree. How's that? Is that,
you know, up, I will honestly tell you, it would have not been Christmas without me hearing that. I'm going to go home now. I'll see you later.
But you know, this year,
yes,
the 12 days of Christmas, if you gave out all of the gifts in the song, which is
like $5 gazillion
gifts.
Yeah. How much?
It's $114,651.
But you know what?
Said the partridge was $15. The pear tree is $184. Two turtle doves are $125. Three French hens are $165. Four quarreling birds are $600. Five gold rings are $750. Six geese are laying $210. Seven swans are swimming $7,000.
Wow!
Good Lord!
Eight maids are milking $58. Nine ladies dancing per performance $7,553.
And don't forget the tip.
$10 per performance $5,243. 11 pipers piping per performance $2,635. And 12 drummers drumming per performance, $2,855. So that's about 7% more than last year.
Wow.
I know times are tough, or they have been a little.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great new business venture for you.
Really?
Okay. You should go into, instead of farming this whole dairy business, let's go into making you the farmer for the 12 Days of Christmas stuff. So people could come to you and buy pear trees. Uh-huh. They could buy geese a-laying. They could
birds.
Buy swans. They could buy a couple of dancing gals. You know what I mean? That'd be fun. You know, you could like have them come and get you and golden rays. Like you would be a one-stop farm for all the 12 Days of Christmas stuff. There's money in this, Dougie.
Wow.
For free. You do the farmer's 12 Day of Christmas too.
Jennifer, get my business manager hat on and give it to you.
Merry Christmas.
But I think that is, I really do underscore the local business, the local voice. 12 pounds of turkey, 11 pints of oysters, 10 winter veggies.
Can we play the redneck ones next?
You can do
that. Ooh, is there a redneck?
There's a redneck 12 Days of Christmas. Evan and I will work on it.
All right, you can do that. We'll do that in the next hour.
I'm excited.
Coming in the next half hour, tips to boost drooping Christmas trees here on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all know that dogs and cats can sense illness, especially in their guardians. They can even tell what kind of moods we're in, much like dolphins have been known to detect. What is it about dogs and cats that make them so special? Is it really a sixth sense? Do they really have ESP? Or is it just that they are so attuned to their surroundings, nature, and their five senses that they can extrapolate and react to these conditions or circumstances? You know, scientists and behaviorists like myself are at odds about dogs' sixth sense. Many agree that the acute sensory perceptions make it look like they do indeed have a sixth sense. Others claim that they employ a special bond with their human guardians and can sense beyond time and distance. Here's the bottom line, folks. I've been working in the field of animal behavior for over 30 years. There are so many times I've witnessed unexplained things that our pets do. I honestly believe that all animals, including us, do have, in fact, a sixth sense. I believe it's inhibited in people, but not in our dogs and cats. So trust what they have to say. I'm Warren Eckstein.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Time of the year for many of us, many of you. How far are you traveling for Christmas this year is our poll question at DougStefan.com. So Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and I would like you to answer it, should you care to. Across the country, that's what I'm doing. I'm traveling and on a plane tomorrow evening and fly out in time to get to Los Angeles to do my radio program on Christmas morning. Then go over and spend Christmas morning with my daughter and her husband. Have whatever it is that she's cooking up, drive back to the airport, get back on a plane, and come back to the farm. I want to have
Christmas. Our strange bird.
Yes.
Did you actually open the box I sent you, Doug?
No. It says wee wee pads on it, and it looked like it hadn't been opened, so I figured you sent me a box of doggy wee wee pads.
Doug, you are so dumb.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you,
would
too.
Would you open the darn box?
It
happened to be a box
pads
that I used in order to, like, I needed a
why do you need
box
a box? Where do you get a box of wee-wee pads?
Do you think I would send you
that's
a box
personal
of doggy wee-wee pads?
Yes, I mean, do.
You are like, you
yes,
are so
yes, I most
dumb
certainly do. You would do, that's perfect Roberta
no
stuff. Yes.
No.
Perfect Roberta stuff. No? You didn't send me wee-wee pads?
Can you believe this, Jen? I sent him a box of some two really neat gifts in there. One for him, one for Charlotte. I just happened to find a really strong box, and it just happened to be wee-wee pads.
He told me that you bought him wee-wee pads, and I was like, that's funny.
So
I didn't even think there was anything inside.
He doesn't open it further. What a moron.
I don't like opening. I find it the other
you
day.
You are
I had,
a total moron.
I don't like to open. I don't know about opening presents earlier. Something the other day I had lunch with Meredith and she had a present for me and I opened it up, but I didn't open it willingly. She said, "No, open it now." I said, "No, it's not."
I want you to open that box now. Where's that box? I want you to open it.
It's in the other room. I'll go get it.
Come on, Dougie.
Okay, but we got to do a couple of other things. They're important here. Including the next couple of days through Christmas, I'm going to try to steer away from many of the usual suspects and also some of the stories, although I guess the Duck Dynasty thing we'll deal with in a little bit, Jennifer, because you're doing the television report.
Yes, that will be
so
all
that'll
over.
That'll have to be there. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, here's something for you to think about. Roberta and our Queen of Sheep, the things that she suggests to you that you can get many of them online. Go to the store, you get the coupons, blah, 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 blah. One of the things that happens every year drives people nuts. The day after Christmas, everybody goes to the store to get involved in the hassle of returning the gifts, perhaps because nobody enjoys returning the gift. The process will go much smoother if you keep receipts and are aware of the return policy.
Mm-hmm.
Of the retailer, despite your best intentions, the gifts may be either the wrong size, it may be a color, unflattering, not doesn't look good against your skin. Maybe it doesn't meet your needs, whatever it is. Whatever your problem is with your gift, you will help yourself and the recipient if you find out how the store handles returns. Do you ask that? How many of you honestly asked that question when you bought something the last week or month?
Really? Never.
Nobody ever asks that.
No.
So then people get frustrated and ticked off. Some of the stores provide refunds. Other stores issue credits. Some stores consider all sales be final.
The best store is Nordstrom. They'll take back anything, even stuff that isn't from their store.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I've remembered hearing that over the years. I didn't really know that it was true, but that's a good reason to go there. They are supposed to be a really quality retail. I always hear good things about them in the retail world. So, but if you are cognizant today when you're there and you're concerned about whether this is going to fit or be the right thing, just ask the store about the return policy. Can you, as a customer, get a refund? Can you get a store credit? Can you get an exchange? And how long is the period when returns are allowed? Some stores have extended return periods for gifts. Others limit returns to a week or less after the thing is purchased. Ask for a gift receipt and enclose it with the gift. Is that gauche? Is that when you put a gift receipt, that tells the person you're giving the gift to how much it cost? Unless you cut the bottom of it off.
If you give a gift receipt, it doesn't have the price on it.
Oh, so the store will give you a separate receipt that doesn't have the money.
They give you a separate receipt.
I see. Okay. All right. So that's a good idea. If I do say so myself. If you have it, don't wreck the packaging. Like if you buy wee-wee pads, like Roberta bought for me, and you want to return them, make sure you keep that box because it's important in order to get them back. The packaging, especially when you get, if you're giving videos or music or something like that, the package has to be sealed. It can't be broken. And don't assume that the regular return policies apply to sale money. What'd you say?
Well, it stinks when you break the seal.
I'm dealing with children here, boys and girls. I believe I lost my.
You're the one who thinks I sent you a box of
measure, Monica. Here,
just saying. Sometimes when I break the seal, I wish I had that.
Okay, that's it, right? All right. So at any rate, my overcooking this, restocking fees. Sometimes you need to be aware. How much? Sometimes 10%, right? To restock, which is a bunch of hooey, but that's a way of them clipping you for something. But always save the receipt. Always keep the boxes or the original packaging for whatever it is. If it's clothing, the tags, that sort of thing. Because some stores are just smart, like Nordstrom's. Others are difficult, and they don't get what customer service is all about. So you'll get jobbed around a little bit. The more records you have, the more stuff you have that's visible, the better it'll be, I think. Is that a helpful tip? Hopefully, or two or three or four.
Yeah.
In essence, yes. Coming up, we have tips on keeping your tree from drooping. I started to ask the question about traveling.
Are there for body parts as well?
What, drooping body parts? I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. We'll work on it together. The question about how far you're traveling. Are you going across the country? I just said yes and got off on a sort of a circuitous route. Let's see here. About 1,000 miles, C between 500 and 1,000 miles, D between 100 and 500 miles, E less than 100 miles, F, I'm not going anywhere. Our poll over the weekend, how many Christmas cards did you send this year? Well, I got a lot of them in the mail this weekend. 30% of you said you weren't sending any. Let's see here. 18% said you hadn't sent any yet. Better. How are you going to get them there if you haven't sent them out by now? 17%, especially with the complete unreliability of the Postal Service. Man, are they getting awful. Let's see. 17% of you said between 25 and 50 cards you sent out. 15% of you said less than 10. 12% of you said between 10 and 25. 8% said over 50. Wow. And 2% of you said you were emailing yours this year instead of sending them the regular mail.
That's the same emailing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. A lot of people just don't bother them anymore because they seem to be kind of passe in a manner of speaking.
I've noticed a lot less cards. I got a bunch this weekend, but
I did too. Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, check that all out. One of the things when it comes to traveling, I'm going to see if I have been talking over the past month or so. Most of you who have been following this program for a long time know the story of Edgar, who was my best friend in many ways, and he managed my farm for 14 years, he and his wife, Georgette. Edgar died a year ago in July, and over the past year and a half, Georgette, his wife, has been trying to figure out what she was going to do because she knew she couldn't stay on the farm because it just meant it was just too close. It was just too much Edgar. And here's a woman, if in terms of devotion, if there have been more couples like this, I've never seen them. The devotion that Edgar had to Georgette and vice versa. And so a lot of people wonder, in a spiritual sense, why was Edgar taken? Why did he go? Why did he die when the two of them were so happy and they were so close? How do you find that out? How do you figure it out? You don't, really. Except,
maybe his journey was over and hers still continues.
Well, I think that's interesting because a lot of people, including me, have felt very strongly that she needed to go and do other things. And I think, in a way, Edgar left in order to give her the opportunity because he would never have left here, mm-hmm. and therefore she would never have left here.
Some people flourish after their spouses yes. pass.
Yep.
I mean, not in a bad way,
no.
but they kind of get a greater sense of self yes. and independence. And
mm-hmm. Well, she's moving, and she's going to travel across the country, and it's going to start tomorrow.
Wow.
She has, you may have heard me talking about bringing that vehicle back from Tucson a couple of weeks ago for her. It's a Ford Excursion, very heavy duty, and she's hooking my small cattle trailer up to it. She had four cows that she loved here, so she put the four cows in the cattle trailer.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're loading up the big U-Haul. It's a 34-footer of all of the things that were hers and Edgar's today. All of the stuff is piled in my garage at the moment. And she's going to set off tomorrow on a cross-country trip.
Why do you guys like to travel on holidays, you people on that farm?
Well, she wants to just get going. She doesn't want to be around here for another Christmas. I understand
yeah.
that. So she's going to leave, and we're going to do a travelogue, a daily travelogue of her with her travels, a report from wherever she may be, and some video and pictures we'll post at DougStefan.com of what it's like to travel across the
with
country.
With four cows.
With four cows.
And she's by herself.
No, it was Stephen, who used to work here with me,
okay.
is going with her.
Good.
And I frankly told her the other day that if she needed help, she could call me and I'll come somehow or other to wherever she is and rescue her, because it isn't going to be an easy trip. When they get to rest stops, they have to find places, truck stops, to have the cows get out. Not that the cows have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Go to the bathroom. What a silly thing. Do their business.
They have to potty.
Whatever the silly thing is that we use as reference. They don't have to get out to do that, but they need to get out and walk around and stretch a little bit. So if those of you who are traveling across the country get to a truck stop and you see a woman guy taking cows out of a trailer, that's going to be Georgette as she goes across Interstate 40. She's going to take, I just plotted the route last night, 84 down to 81 down to 40 and across that way. And she's actually going up to Washington State, but trying to skirt wherever the really rough weather might be. And I figure it'll take her 8, maybe 9 days to get it all done. But she's one of the most just genuinely terrific human beings. Last night she and I were talking about plotting the route. And I looked at her and I gave her a hug. I said, you know, you are one of the most... you have the least common sense of anybody. And it's meant lovingly, because a lot of people say that about me, too. Who would have a farm of 300 cows in a place like Framingham, Massachusetts? Maybe that's the height of having no common sense. But anyway, she has a dream, and she's loved these cows. And we have a cow sanctuary, a bovine sanctuary here on the farm, was created by her. And the cows that she's taking across country are all cows that she saved that would otherwise have died. And one of them has a hole, is a steer, must weigh 1,200 pounds, has a hole in its heart. And the vet said, this calf was really sick when it was a calf, and it was going to die. The vet said, this calf's got a hole in its heart. And Georgette was determined to save this. And now if you'll see pictures of him. The other one that she saved that's full grown was a Guernsey heifer that had a twisted head. When it came out, its head was literally twisted on its neck so that it would not have normally been able to breathe and it would have died. Georgette figured out how to put tubes down its mouth and correct it. When you see pictures of this cow, you'll look at it and think, what's wrong with this cow? The cow's head twists at about a 40-degree angle. So when you look at the cow, you turn your head. What is this guy? And otherwise, the cow is normal, full grown, but she took it upon herself to save this animal. And that's really pretty much what she's all about. So the tributes that I have for her and Edgar go on and on. And so she's going to take the trip, and I thought I'd make a good travelogue. So we'll have that as the trip starts tomorrow and through whatever amount of time it takes, a little travelogue, kind of maybe inspirational for those of you who are traveling. You'll watch it. An incredible story, in fact. 13 before the hour, Jennifer checks television news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're bringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 to 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Do you know what kills the festive spirit more than a call from your boss over the holidays? Finding out you overpaid for that awesome guitar and drum kit you just bought your nephews. Well, at Guitar Center, that would never happen because they have the best prices, the most knowledgeable staff, and the widest selection of gear. Prove it if you do find a lower price, including online. Guitar Center will beat it. Now relax and pour yourself another glass of eggnog. At Guitar Center, they'll beat any price, anywhere, including the internet.
Go. Hey!
Hey!
What about, I saw at least four stories that involve this foolishness. Some people don't think it's foolishness. Some people think there's a great lesson here in the story of the Duck Dynasty.
There's a dialogue to be had.
There's a great business model.
There's a dialogue to be had. And yes, I was going to say, surprisingly enough, Dougie, we have a little Duck Dynasty news. Well,
really?
Phil Robertson, who's the man in question, has spoken out publicly for the first time since the controversy hit regarding his anti-gay comments in GQ magazine. He said, quote, "We are a bunch of rednecks from Louisiana, but I am not uneducated. I have a degree from Louisiana Tech. But this week I've been called an ignoramus," which, Doug, I believe you called him that, actually.
I don't think I called him that. I made a reference to somebody else's ignoramus.
Megyn Kelly and Phil Robertson both were ignoramuses the same day. Yes, I remember.
Well,
I write these things down just in case I need to use them against you. The Duck Dynasty star told a Bible study group in West Monroe, Louisiana, according to the Daily Mail this week. He said, "This week I've been asked, is this the first time you brought up sin? I said, are you kidding? I've been traveling to and fro spreading this message." He later added, "I love all men and women. I'm a lover of humanity, not a hater." During the same service, his son Alan addressed the scandal, telling parishioners, "Well, we've had quite a quiet week. Shot some ducks, done some shopping, and ignited a national controversy." So there you go. Now at A&E, they're under a lot of pressure. People don't like the fact that Phil was suspended. They've created petitions and such. Deadline.com reports A&E was forced to increase security at their New York office Friday after receiving death threats and suspicious packages from people upset by the suspension.
This is foolish on that other side.
Cracker Barrel came out and said that they would be pulling select Duck Dynasty merchandise from their stores, and then they came out this weekend and said, "Whoopsie, we made a mistake. we're sorry to offend you," because they got a bunch of flack for pulling the stuff.
So what is Charlie Sheen? Why is he in on the act here?
Charlie Sheen is upset with Phil Robertson. He said he shouldn't have made those anti-gay comments. You know, Charlie Sheen, ruler of the world, he gets to comment on all of it.
Really? Yes. Who cares, Charlie? It's 51 after the hour.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Doug Staff and Good Day program for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronos, who's here and brought to you by the folks that produce Provia, interesting things for your hair. We'll get to that after we talk about other interesting things that affect your body and your overall health. Big controversy this week, as usual, the FDA, about how many years behind the curve, Ken, with their pronouncement on antibacterial soaps.
Well, criticism of the antibacterial soap centers around three allegations, Doug. They may not fight germs any better than regular soaps. Their ingredients may have side effects in humans, and they may promote the rise of resistant bacteria. The FDA did this week propose a rule requiring makers of antibacterial hand soaps and body washes to demonstrate that their products are safe for long-term daily use and are more effective than plain soap and water in preventing illness and spread of infections. The recent studies, Doug, have suggested that one ingredient, it's called triclosan, could interfere with human hormone activity, might contribute to the development of antibiotic-resistant germs, and might be harmful to the immune system. But there currently is not enough evidence to recommend avoiding use of products that contain triclosan. So if you're concerned about it, just look for it and avoid it. But I'm still personally using it.
All right. You know, this becomes nonsensical. The same thing applies to antibiotics. Antibiotics kill all of the bad and good bacteria in your body. That's why you need probiotics. In this circumstance, if the antibacterial soaps are being used, it's killing off things that would be a benefit. So maybe you and I would disagree about this. Time for the debate will be on the weekend show.
Actually, the FDA is responding to public input, and that's why they're finally reacting.
Yeah. All right. So let's do another reaction sort of piece here. I just love it when you love to lead me down these paths. Vitamins and the general case against multivitamins. I agree with the findings of these researchers. The multivitamins are worthless. But that's not to say that taking vitamins and supplements is worthless. And I don't know that that's what this research shows, is it?
Doug, this was a hard week for you in the medical journals. This was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Three new studies that find that a daily multivitamin and mineral supplement will not help boost the average American's health. They looked at the effects of vitamins and minerals on longevity, heart disease, cancer, and memory, and that was their conclusion. And also they concluded that too much vitamin A, beta carotene, and vitamin E can be dangerous So the recommendation is not to take a separate tablet of either of those.
A&E always bad because they're not water soluble. But the to say, and that's what that's where the message gets mixed here, mixed metaphors. You take a multi. You told me
I'm still taking a multivitamin. But let me say, I think this has not settled it because they looked at a very healthy population in the study that's getting the most attention. These were doctors in their 60s and older, and I think in people who are not eating a great diet, there's still some benefit.
All right, the reason Ken said it wasn't a good week for me is because there's another article, another study by pediatricians that think that raw milk should be banned, which is interesting because those of you who know I'm a dairy farmer and I sell raw milk on my store, 100 gallons or more a day. Most of the people that are buying it because they want to feed it to their children. So anyway, here's another genius study from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, it's not so much a study. It's a recommendation, and we certainly should air this on the weekend. But what they're saying is don't shoot the messenger. Pregnant women, infants, and young children should avoid raw or unpasteurized milk and milk products and only eat pasteurized products. This is from a statement by the American Academy of Pediatrics.
All right. Good for them. Okay, I'll be happy to go into any public, I'll go to any place anywhere and debate this with pediatricians or anybody else, researchers. Meanwhile, if you have not ordered Provia yet, Christmas is around the corner. Dr. Ken's got a special idea. For those of you who are follicularly challenged, that's both men and women, here's the scoop.
Here's a happy subject. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't ordered Provia yet, this is your best chance. Provia contains an all-natural ingredient clinically shown to strengthen your hair follicles, to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've ever tried before. And it's good for both men and women. Provia will work for you or your money back. That's why I like it. No questions asked. It's proven safe and effective. Give yourself the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair. Might just be the very best gift you'll get this holiday season. Call them right now.
800-543-5817 is the number. Give yourself, as Ken suggested, the gift of better hair. This product cleanses your pore to let the follicles come up through the hair follicles, through the pores that have been plugged up because you used lousy, cheap shampoo over your life. 800-543-5817. Order Provia today. You'll get Provia Super Concentrate. Mention Dr. Ken. You get free express shipping before Christmas. 800-543-5817.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.